NC State head basketball coach Kevin Keats is now with us. Coach, the last time we spoke, we were Clorox wiping headsets before and after you sat down with us on day one of the ACC tournament in Greensboro. And since that time period, I think, years from now, is going to be one of those where were you type moments in American history, that those days, March 10th, March the 11th, March 12th, I just got to start off by asking you where you and your team were the day that things got plugged away from the ACC tournament, that the plug was ultimately pulled when you guys were supposed to play in the quarters.
Well, Josh, thanks for having me on, and you're right. I'll never forget that day. I want you to think about this. We had just came off a great win against Pitt, and thought our guys played well, and we had a little bit more momentum, and we were back at the hotel. And earlier that morning, the next day, I kept hearing that there's a possibility that the ACC tournament would be canceled. And it started probably like 7 o'clock in the morning, and by 10:30, I think we got the news. We were going to meet as a team at a scheduled team meeting before we went over to watch the second half of the first game, and then we were going to play Duke, I want to say at 12:30-ish, and it was a tough day because, you know, obviously I've got some seniors that obviously wanted to play in the tournament. I thought we were playing good basketball. We came off a great senior night against Wake Forest and then, you know, backed it up playing well against Pitt, and we had another opportunity to play against a very good Duke team, and it was a tough day for our guys. Just the whole entire NCAA and the ACC was tough. At the time, you know, I thought it was a crazy idea. You know, I was one of those guys that said I wish they would postpone everything instead of canceling. But, you know, shortly a few days after, I realized it was the right thing to do.
How do you handle that with guys you grew so close with, guys like Markel Johnson and C.J. Bryce, who you knew back to your days at UNC Wilmington?
Well, it was tough, especially for those guys. I mean, you think about this, you know, C.J. Bryce was he was going to have the chance to go to his third NCAA in 4 years. And, he's a guy who obviously followed us. And unfortunately, we got left out of the tournament the year before, or he would have had a chance to play in four straight NCAAs. And then Markel Johnson, the same thing. And then I'll add a couple other guys to the group. You know, when you talk about Pat Andrews and Danny Dixon, both of those guys are fifth-year guys. And they came to the ACC. They came to NC State to have the opportunity to play in the tournament. And so you always feel bad for those guys. But as that being said, you know, as I look around, once we got back and the entire basketball season was over, you know, I started feeling bad for our guys. But think about all of the young men and young women that didn't get a chance to play in the spring sports. They didn't even have a season.
Jeff Goodman reported yesterday that there's an ACC basketball coach set to propose this week an idea that the ACC, every ACC program, faces an HBCU on Martin Luther King Day next year. And you're one of those ACC coaches, so I'm just interested how supportive you would be playing in HBCU next MLK Day.
Yeah, I mean, I think I haven't seen it. We will have a meeting tomorrow, and along with, I think, from Jeff's report, that will be one of the things that we will talk about. Look, I'm in support of anything that helps bring awareness to what's going on, you know, in our country right now. Is that the solution? Probably not, just by itself, but if that helps us get a step further to, handle some of the situations that we got going on, then as a coach, I'm all for those type of things.
Kevin Keats with us, NC State head basketball coach. It would just be a really neat thing, as you mentioned, trying to bring attention to things that are going on right now, because there are some, like it or not, in this country that just view MLK Day as another day, who don't really understand the history of things. It seems like a really unique opportunity to bring people together, bring communities together, and maybe even teach some of your players to people in the community what MLK was all about, and also about some of these causes that a lot of people are trying to represent today.
Yeah, absolutely. We sometimes we take things for granted. we don't understand the significance of things. When you think about Martin Luther King and everything that he fought for, I'm sure it's not something that's going on today in 2020 that he would be proud of. You know, it's a lot of things that we have to do as leaders. I think we have to step out and obviously take a stand against some of this stuff. And I don't think it's the right time for us as head coaches to be silent. I'm not saying that every head coach in the ACC has to step out and they have to lead things, but I think it's important because we have a platform and a voice to express how displeased we are with some of the inequalities. And I think it's important that, you know, we share our feelings and hopefully it helps change some of the vision and it helps us get better as a society.
Here's what's so difficult about it, Coach. I had this discussion with Will Healy last week, Charlotte head football coach, and he just said, I didn't want to be one of those guys who just put out a statement. I wanted to act. I want to do the right thing. But there are just two things going on concurrently in this country right now that seem to contradict each other at times, where you have the coronavirus, which doesn't encourage for a lot of people to get together and to gather. But then you have these movements where people naturally want to come together in support of something bigger than themselves. So as a coach, as somebody who has been in the homes of a lot of parents promising to take care of their kids, how do you kind of juggle those two things between wanting to strike the right chords for their for your players and making sure that you're supporting them, but also trying to make sure that those same players are safe?
Yeah, you know, I'm a coach, but I'm also an African-American coach. And so, you know, I think it's important that you have to strike a great balance. You're right, you know, with the pandemic that's going on, and that's just not happening in the United States. It's something happening across the world. I think we have to be more responsible and understand that if we want things to get normal, get back to normal, then we have to practice safe practices. And, you know, we have to wear mask coverings and, you know, we can't have gatherings, because if we do, as sad as people were, the fact that the basketball season was canceled, if we don't understand and we don't do the right things and we don't listen to the people that are a lot smarter than us in that area, then there's a possibility that, you know, sports could be in jeopardy this year. When you talk about what's happening, especially for a lot of our African-American young men, that's a tough pill to swallow because, you know, as a coach, and I said this, I'm a father, I'm a coach, I have to, you know, tell my kids who are 16 and 12 that, unfortunately, stuff like this is still happening in 2020. That's a tough pill because my father fought for, you know, some of these things not to happen, and I did the same thing for my kids. And then you take it another step is, you know, I've got to be very sensitive towards my players, and not just the players who are African-American. That's everybody on our team because, you know, we're a family. And when you look around and you see one of your other family members struggling because what's happening in society, that's not a good thing. And so it's been a very busy time for me because I look back at, you know, some of the things that I've had to go through as an African-American person. And it's tough to tell somebody that, hey, will you help us spread the word if you haven't been through it yourself? And so I understand where we're at. I understand we need a lot of help. You know, this world needs love. When you realize that if you love someone else, no matter what the color of their skin, then I think we'll all be a better country and we'll move forward in the right direction.
It's very well said. NC State head basketball coach Kevin Keats with us here on Sports Hub Triad. I want to transition things to your actual ball club and what things are looking like this year. I was talking about a short while ago, when you had it fired up at UNCW, it was strength in numbers, truly, where you're playing 10, 11 guys more than 10 minutes a game. The last few years, you haven't been able to do that at NC State, but when I look at the players who are coming in and the guys who are coming back, a backcourt where you still have Braxton Beverly and Devin Daniels around, we're excited to see what Josh Hayes is at Cam Hayes. And on top of that, you got Funderburk and Bates still in the paint. Do you feel like this is the team that you're going to be able to play the way you did stylistically at UNCW this time around? You have the depth to do so.
Yeah, Josh, that's a great question, and I appreciate you saying that, because a lot of people, if you didn't follow our teams at UNCW, you wouldn't realize how we play. In order for our system to be at its best, you know, we like to have 9 or 10 guys that we can run in and out of the game, similar to the way Florida State played this year. That being said, this past year, I thought we would have that type of team. And unfortunately, it was the first time in my career as a head coach that we had so many different injuries. We had two or three guys who had concussions. We had some ankle injuries. And so that prohibited us from playing, what I consider NC State basketball. I love the group that I have coming in. My group is talented. We've got a great mixture of some veteran guys who have played a lot of minutes, and then we got some freshmen that obviously have to come along very quickly for us to be successful. But hopefully we can get back to playing the way we want to play, and that's playing hard on both ends of the floor and, guys having a chance to, compete as hard as they can. And then I'll bring another 4 or 5 guys in the game, and they compete as hard as they can. I'm proud of where we are as a program. When you look at us, we've been fortunate in 3 years to win, 3 consecutive years, starting, 20 win seasons, which I think is great. We've done a lot of good things, but we're moving in the direction and the culture that I want us to be.
Kevin, you grew up in Virginia. You were in college around the time that Vince Carter was playing at North Carolina. Brendan Marks, he had a story today for The Athletic. He was with us an hour ago describing his college career in an oral history. It's crazy to think when the season ends abruptly, well, that's just it for 8 teams in the NBA, including the Charlotte Hornets and including the Atlanta Hawks, which means Vince's career and the only lineage in the NBA among active players back to Dean Smith is no longer in the league as well. The only guy who's played, I think, 4 different decades in the NBA, the 90s, the 2000s, the 2010s, and a little bit in 2020. So this guy's an ACC legend, and you followed the ACC closely growing up, so I'm interested. How crazy is it that that dude was playing in the NBA leading up to the pandemic still? And on top of that, when you think of Vince Carter's time in college, what comes to mind immediately?
Well, I don't know Vince personally, but you almost feel like you do. Because, he was a joy to watch play. He played the game the right way. He was a leader, as he started off in his career. Obviously, you remember the highlight dunks and how athletic he is. But, I kind of define the player, how they grow and how the game's evolved. And when you look at what he's done throughout his career and to be able to still step on the floor and play at his age with guys who are 21 and 23 years old, it says a lot about him, the longevity. But he's done so much for basketball because he's done it the right way. When you look at certain guys, I know people like to say a pro's pro, and I'm sure if you talk to anybody that's, been around Vince for a long time in the league, he's a pro's pro. He's the type of guy that, obviously has been great in the locker room. He's what I wish a lot of kids were today, because you're looking at a guy who was a leader. And, man, what a great career he's had. I wish him luck. But it's not over for him. I'm sure he's got some business deals that he's going to get involved with. And, when guys like him are going to be successful in whatever they do, he just happened to be a heck of a basketball player.
I can tell you what, the same way you watch recruits and you try to see who would fit well in college and maybe could be an NBA player, I do the same thing when it comes to those in sports media. We all kind of have an idea of what athletes would be really good at doing what we do. And I know he went to Atlanta in part to be close to the Turner Studios, and everybody I know who's close to the NBA and has talked to Vince, that seems to be the next step for him, and he could be really good at that. So I don't think, kind of like what you just said, I don't think we're going to see the last of Vince Carter anytime soon in his connection to basketball. But Coach Keats, it's just good to hear your voice, man. I hope you and the family are safe, and I look forward to a time where we could talk a little bit more basketball. Hopefully we'll be talking about fans in the stands at PNC Arena come November. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, Josh, man, thanks for having me, and make sure you're safe out here.
Sounds great. That's Kevin Keats, head coach of the NC State basketball program. He's on Twitter at Coach Keats, NCSU. Coming up, why Rob Manfred's job isn't remotely in danger right now. This is the Sports Hub. You're on the drive.